But throughout the scriptures, we are warned of an evil day. Off in the future, around the bend, you will face an evil day. Now, there are many different kinds of days that are spoken of in scripture. We read that it's appointed a man wants to die. You have an appointment with death. One of these days, you're going to die. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the Bible says everybody knows that they're going to die. So we have an appointment with death. The Bible says also that after death is the judgment. You have a day of judgment that you will face. The Bible talks about a day of wrath. Jesus said, if you believe in me, he said he would raise us up in the last day. I mean, there's coming a last day.
Amen.
The Bible talks about different days, different appointed days that each of us go through, each of us will experience. And I suppose there are different degrees of evil days. There seems to be those that are born and the very day of their birth, they face an evil day. I'm glad it wasn't that way with me. I'm glad there are periods of times where I experience joy and happiness and gladness and my heart is merry. But I realize that out there in the future, I'm going to face an evil day. Elder Larry Taylor, his grandson, preached for us this weekend. I've heard him say many times, happiness is just brief moments between tragedies. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes, and the book of Ecclesiastes has been used quite a bit this weekend. It says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not. Solomon said, out there in the future, you will face an evil day. And before you face that evil day, there's some things that you need to get right. There's things that you need to have. There's things that you need to lay up in your heart and your life that when you face the evil day, you can go through it with victory. Why do we study the Bible? Why do we pray? Why do we go to church? Why do we join a church and have people pray for us? Why are we engaged and involved in righteousness and try to live holy and good lives? I'll tell you, there's a payoff. Because when you go through the evil day, you can go through it with integrity. And the presence and the power of God is with you. You have access to God's grace. I mean, you can stand in the grace of God during the evil day. We make preparation for that day. The Bible says a little earlier in the book of Ecclesiastes that this evil day is a dark day. Do you realize that the evil day is a dark day? That one of these days, that troubled day, will catch up with you. Last Sunday, I talked a little bit about the sin in our lives, how that we're under a curse, that we're in bondage. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, I believe it is, Paul was writing and he said that the law tells us that everybody that's under the law is cursed. And then a little later he said that even those that have not the law, they're under the curse. We are living for now cursed lives. We are. The curse of sin is upon you. It's following you. It's behind you. And one of these days, it'll catch up with you and it will overtake you. And that day for you will be an evil day. You know why people die and get sick? Because of sin. In the day that you eat the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, Adam was told he would surely die. His transgression and his sin brought death. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. We are taught throughout the scriptures that we need to lay up for that evil day. In the book of Proverbs, it talks about a person not squandering all of his belongings that come into his house, but he will lay up treasures. He will lay up oil in his dwelling. And those that do so, that lay up for a day off in the future, a rainy day or a bad day or a troubled day or a problem day, if they'll lay up in their house, they are considered wise individuals. Paul wrote the young minister Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and verse 19. He told him there that he needed to lay up in store for himself a good foundation against, listen to what it says there in verse 19, against the time to come. Out there off in the distance, you will face an evil day, a dark day. Every one of us, I suppose, have seen other people go through dark days, difficult days, troubled days, trying days, evil days. And it seems as though everything that you have heard this weekend and the preaching, if you'll take heed to it, it will insulate you against the evil day. Now, I personally have experienced a lot of, as a pastor and as a minister, I've been among a lot of people that have gone through some very difficult and dark times. And I want to assure you that with Jesus, you can get through it. Amen. If you'll lay up in store for the upcoming day. You know, all of us are going to die. We know that. But we don't know how we're going to die. I know most of us would not like to be there when we die. But you're going to be there when you die, okay? But there's evil days. You don't know what tomorrow holds. The Bible teaches us not to boast ourselves of tomorrow because we don't know what a day may bring. Some of us will go through different trials and tribulations and we just don't realize we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. That's why the Bible teaches us to now remember our Creator, to get our hearts right and our lives right, that when the evil day comes, that when we stand for Jesus now, He'll stand for us then. Amen. I've gone through a lot in my life. And many of you have gone through a lot of troubled times. And Jesus is the answer. And all of this study and all of this prayer and all of this praise and all this going to church and all this doing for God and serving God, it pays off when you go through bad times. Parents, listen to me. When your children go through an evil day, if you're holding on to the Lord will hold on to you. We've recently experienced a little of that. Little Hunter, 5-year-old boy that sat right back there, Sunday after Sunday. The next day, on a Monday, was diagnosed with leukemia. Things suddenly change in our life. I remember going in and visiting with him right after he started taking chemo, and it just rips me up inside, and I was trying to hold back the tears. Because chemo seems to deplete a child of its joy. And the parents, I mean, they're just so excited if the kid will just smile. If they can just get one smile that day, oh, how happy the family gets and how it rejoices. And it brought back a lot of memories of the times I used to walk through St. Jude Hospital and see all those kids going through chemo and all those kids going through an evil day. I mean, an evil day. I remember, and I've told this story before, Justin Fulbright, when he was diagnosed about the same age, about 5 or 6, leukemia, and was in St. Jude Hospital time and time again, and it would go in remission, and then he'd get it back, and he'd go through the treatments again. And I remember one day I visited with him up at St. Jude Hospital, and his parents told me, Gary said he's not smiled for a whole week. Oh, how dark that room was. And because of the fear of bringing in any kind of infection or anything like that, I remember I just stepped inside the room. And you can just feel the darkness. Justin was going through a very evil day. You know what I did? I fell just inside the door and I got on my face before God. And I said, God, bring us deliverance from this evil day. And I tell you, the Lord showed up. I mean, He showed up. There's going to be an evil day in your life and you're going to need Jesus. Amen. And you don't know. You just really don't know when that day will be. I was talking to the guy, the exterminator that came to my house just last week, and the original owner showed up, and it was kind of odd because he was in retirement. His son had been coming to my house for years, and just last year he treated my house, and I talked to him about the Lord. He had been to Bethlehem Missionary Baptist Church, heard Brother Brian Johnson preach, and we were talking about Jesus last year, and I asked the older man, I said, where's your son? Where's Terry? Big old tear rolled in his eyes. And I married him in February. An automobile accident. He said, I've had to come out of retirement. He said, and he told me many of the troubles and the evils that were going on in his life since February. He said, I can barely bear it. Listen, you need to be yoked up with Jesus. Learn of Him, because there's going to be times in your life He'll carry you and you'll need Him to carry you through those evil days. Amen. Time and time again, here at this church, we have faced evil days. And I assure you, I promise you, based on the authority of God's holy word and all the saints of God found in it, Jesus got them through every evil day that they faced. Oh, Job suddenly faced an evil day, didn't he? Huh? I mean, this man was living right. He was doing right. The Bible says he was a perfect man. Perfect. God was bragging on him. And told Satan, he said, have you considered my servant Job? He was loyal to the Lord. But an evil day came. And I'll tell you, him living for the Lord and serving the Lord allowed him to go through the evil day with dignity. And each one of us, whether young or old, we just don't know. That's why we have to here and now be ready for the evil day. Do all that we can and be all that we can be for that day that's up around the bend. The Bible says on many occasions that Jesus, that He will be our fortress, that He'll be our high tower, that He'll be our buckler, that we can take the horn of salvation. You guys know what a horn is? Like they used over in Israel. They'd stand out on them hills and they'd take them big old horns and they'd say, whoa. You know, yeah. Hear it for miles around. And in Israel, it had great significance. They'd stand on them hillsides and then they'd blow them horns. Many times they were called to battle. There were two specific horns in the Old Testament that are mentioned. One was used to assemble the armies of Israel. There's been occasions in my life where I've gone through some dark, evil days, but I picked up the horn of salvation. I've blown the horn of salvation, and I'll tell you, it not only rallied the troops of God, but it rallied the armies of God. The host of heaven came and encamped all about me, carrying me, delivered me. Listen, I've got a shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm ready for the dark day. I'm ready for that evil day that lieth up ahead. Paul wrote to the people at Ephesus in the 6th chapter of Ephesians, and he said, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers in the dark places. Wherefore, take unto yourself the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand in the evil day." Amen. And having done all to stand in that evil day, stand therefore. Amen. Stand with the helmet of salvation. Have a breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girded about with truth. Have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Listen, we can be victorious if we'll suit up, arm ourselves for the evil day. I don't know what your generation will have to face. But I know if you'll arm yourself properly, listen to the messages, and not only listen to them, but heed them. Amen. That you've heard this weekend, that at that evil day that's up ahead, you'll have victory in Jesus. Victory. Glorious, precious victory. Solomon said in Proverbs 2 and 11, "Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. The Lord will be your shield. The Lord will give you grace, and he will give you glory." When you go through that evil day, you need to be able to take the horn of salvation. I'm thankful for my parents bringing me up in the nurture and abundance of the Lord. I'm thankful for maybe I can't hold back. My heart is so full. But I'm thankful for the gospel of the Son of God. I'm thankful for the Holy Ghost and the drawing of God's Spirit. I'm thankful that when I was young, just a 10-year-old boy, that the Holy Ghost got a hold of me one day and showed me that I was lost and in my sins and convicted me. And I sought the Lord with all of my heart and looked to the Lord Jesus Christ, who bled and died for me, and he saved me by his wonderful grace. And that salvation has carried me through many dark and evil days of my life. I know that out there in the future, there's a final day. I'm not worried a bit about it. I want to be like the Apostle Paul, who wrote to young minister Timothy, and he said, "You know, I have fought a good fight, and I have kept the faith. I'm ready." Isn't that what he said? Amen. I'm ready for the evil day. I hope that each one of you young people, that when you come to your last day, and it'll be an evil day, you'll have to pay for the sins in your life. Amen? Amen. You'll have to pay for being a sinner. We'll pay in death, won't we? will experience the sting of death, the sting of sin. But you know something? I have all these wonderful promises that I have learned in God's Word that He'll never leave me nor forsake me. I can hold to the promises of God. I can stand on the promises of God. I've tried to live for the Lord. Now, I preached a lot of funerals in my life. I tell you, it makes a difference whether or not you live for Jesus. Not only living for Jesus insulates you, but it insulates your family. Amen. On numerous occasions, I've had the privilege of preaching funerals for people, and they have lived their lives for the Lord. And I tell you, the family had great hope. Great joy. I mean, it was just another safe crossing. Amen. They knew that to be absent from the body, those friends and loved ones, they were simply present with the Lord. And I preached funerals where there was little or no hope. There's a big difference. Learning about Jesus, living for Jesus, there are fringe benefits in this life and the life to come. You will face an evil day. And I just want to encourage you this morning to suit up, to arm yourself. Those dark days are full of weeping. We weep, don't we? What did the psalmist say? Weeping may endure for the night, but there's joy in the morning. If you're here this morning and you're not ready, you need to get saved now. You need to be ready now. It'll be too late if the evil day overtakes you and comes upon you. It'll be too late to get ready. You need to be ready now. You need to remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth before the evil day catches up with you. And it will catch up with you. You need to be fully armed for the upcoming evil day. I don't know what lies ahead. I do know this. I'm not overly concerned about various nations going to war. There will always be perhaps wars and rumors of wars. But I tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back and you better be worried about that. The Bible talks about a day of wrath and destruction and damnation that will come upon all those that know not God. They didn't make themselves ready. You need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. You need to get saved now. You need to repent now. That evil day is in your life. One day you will surely face it. And you need to be ready for it today. Today is the day of salvation. If you've never been born again to the Spirit of God, you're not ready for the evil day. Amen. If you've not experienced the grace of God in your heart and life, you'll go through that evil day without any grace upon your heart and life. Oh, there's a difference. Amen. I've been by the bedside of those that took their last breath that knew God, and I've been by those that did not. There's a big difference. Big difference not only with them, but with their family. I've been around the bedside of those that had the grace of God upon their life. Listen, you're going to need God's grace one day. You'll especially need it in the evil day. Get it. Get God's grace in your heart and life. Amen? You'll need His help. You'll need His strength. You'll need His support when you face the evil day. If you have not been saved, get saved now. If you've not repented of your sins, repent now. If you've not believed in the Lord Jesus Christ and trust in Him, if you've not experienced the living water swelling up in your soul, springing up into everlasting life, get that in your life now. That evil day's real. Comes to the old. It comes to the young. It's a dark day. There's a day of destruction. There's a day of death. I don't know what you'll go through. But I do know this much, that someday you will face a day of death. You may have some degree of pleasure and some degree of joy in your life, but somewhere out there in the future, you're going to have to face your Maker. And you need to remember Him and come to know Him now. As we stand and sing a verse of some song, if you're here today and you have not had the blood of Jesus applied to your heart, get ready now.
Page 380, church hymnal.
Trust in Jesus now. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Do it now. Do it before the evil day comes. The evil day's coming. Get ready now. Be ye ready, because you don't know the day or the hour of the coming of the Lord. As we sing, if there's someone here and you're not ready, get ready. Would you come? Let us pray with you. How is it with your soul? Upon the human race is going to catch up with us. Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? Are you ready for the judgment day? The Bible says that everybody shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account the things done in this body, both good and evil. My friend, if you're not saved by the grace of God, those that are lost will be separated from the saved, the sheep from the goats. Are you ready? There's someone here today. You need to make your calling and your election sure. You're unprepared and unready.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the judgment day?
Amen. I've had many friends that have gone through things a lot more severe than anything else I've ever gone through. I've been among those that have had trials and tribulations and troubles that almost pressed them down beyond despair. It seemed as though, like Christmas Evans in his book, where he talked about in John Bunyan's book, as he was going toward the celestial city, he fell in the dungeon of despair and he was under the shield and he was almost crushed to powder. There's been times in our lives we get to that point, but I assure you, your service to God, your faithfulness to God, it'll pay off one day. Amen. Don't let the devil tell you that your efforts are in vain. Things we do for Jesus aren't done in vain. Amen. We will reap in due season if we faint not. Amen. Let's keep serving the Lord. Be zealous in our service unto Him. Young people, listen to me. Don't get discouraged. I know there's a lot of discouragement. One of my closest friends in the ministry became severely depressed and discouraged and departed the faith. Don't depart the faith. You get discouraged and down, God has given you a host of friends to call to your side, to pray with you and help you. Isn't that a blessing? Amen. That's why I'm a member of a Spirit-filled church. Amen. Amen. I can call my brothers and sisters. I can get up and say, look, pray for me. I need your help. Pray for me. And I have allies and friends that I put in place in my life to safeguard against the evil day. When I was lying up in the hospital in 02 in Vanderbilt, had some friends that drove hundreds of miles to just pray with me. Isn't that a blessing? Shield yourself, guard yourself, keep yourself, because the evil day is up ahead. And you'll need Jesus, you'll need His people. You'll need His Word. There's been times in my life I just had the Word of God. You know what I'm talking about? I just held on to the promise of God's Word. He was going to get me through. He promised me. He promised me. And I stood and held on to His promises. And God's Word is true. As I heard that message the other night about loving the truth, I've said many years and told my kids that hopefully I would live my life, that they would be able to put on my tombstone, here lies a man that loved the truth. I love you all. I love these young people. I have great hope in our future. If the Lord should tarry His coming, God has given us great hope of the future. And whatever lies ahead, God is going to get us through it. Let's sing another song. I want to ask you to follow the Lord today. I want to have prayer with these young people before they go. If this is my last message I ever preach, tomorrow I face the evil day, I'm ready. My loins are girded up, ready for that day. And I want to encourage you, march on. If I'm absent from the fight, march on. Be soldiers of a cross. Be good soldiers for Jesus Christ. Honor God. Honor our Savior. Honor. Lift up that bloodstained banner. If you fall, fall forward. Fall marching. Fall pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Fall in His grace. If you have to fall, keep the banner lifted high. May Jesus be glorified in our lives. May He be glorified in all that we say and do. Honor Him. Honor Him in life. Glorify Him with your life. And if you can, glorify Him with your death. Let's sing. Come in the altar, young people. Let this older preacher pray a prayer with you. I pray you'll be faithful in His cause. God bless you all is my prayer. I love you, Chad. Remember when you're seeking the Lord and calling upon His name. Devin, God bless you.
Pray for me, Brother Ben.
Jonathan, you've made your grandfather. I want to ask all the older people, if you would. Would you come in and try to lift up these young people? We just don't know what their generation is going to have to face. We don't know what kind of dark day lies ahead for them. But let's try to lift them up. We know our God is an awesome God and able to help them through it.